If you met Jesus this morning, secondly, not only what does he know, but secondly, what can he do if you met him this morning? You don't have to turn there because you'll get lost. Let me just read to you what others did when they met Jesus. Number one, in Mark 5, 7, when demons faced him, they were terrified. Now, demons, I mean, you know, everyone's reading about these rocks and is there life on Mars? Of course there's life on Mars. There's life all throughout the universe. God's already told us that. It's not human life, and it's not people that are going to get saved. They're not aliens that are going to come and impart something to us. There are demons. The word daimonia means intelligence. There are highly intelligent, supernatural creatures that live all over this universe, and in the tribulation, God's going to collect them all and dump them here on the planet, and they can't get out, and they're going to raise a terrible ruckus. I'm glad Christians don't have to be here during that time. But when those demons came face to face with Christ, they were scared stiff. They cried with loud voices, Mark 5, 7. They says, what do we have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Did you know that demons and Satan don't have any trouble with their theology? They know who he is. There would not be one Jehovah's Witness demon in the world. There would not be any Moonies or Mormon demons. They're all believers. They just have never been converted. Their heart's never been changed, but they know the truth. They know who he is. They don't say, you're an angel like we are. They say, you are the Holy One of the Most High God. Don't torment us. They know he's the judge. When Jesus faced his creation in Mark 11, 20, a tree, and he rebuked the tree, it says in Mark 11, 20, in the morning when they passed by, they saw the tree dried up from the roots, and Peter remembered what he said, and he said, Master, the fig tree you cursed withered away. When a tree faced its maker, it withered before him. That tree knew who made it. Those demons know the creator. When disease met Christ, disease fled away. In Luke 4:39, it says Jesus stood over Peter's mother-in-law. By the way, if Peter had a mother-in-law, he had a wife. That means he was married. But I won't even talk about that. But Peter's mother-in-law was sick. And he stood over and rebuked the fever, and immediately she rose and ministered unto them. The fever fled from Christ, the disease. When demons met him, they were scared to death. When trees met him, they just wilted in front of him. When fever and disease, they ran away. When the winds and waves of a fierce storm faced Christ, it says in Luke 8:24, they fell silent. Luke writes this, and they came to him and awoke him and said, Master, we perish. And he arose, he rebuked the wind, and the raging of the water, they ceased, and there was immediate calm. Have you ever met your Creator? What are you going to do when you meet him? If you don't meet him now, you're going to wither like that tree. You're going to be terrified as the demons because you're going to go to the same place as the demons are going with Satan. Will you hear his voice this morning? I'd like to take 3 extra minutes and read to you something from the newspaper. I guess this most clearly, graphically, tells me what it's like to not listen. Now, this is a funny story, but it's very sobering. When Mount St. Helens belched gray steam plumes hundreds of feet into the blue Washington sky, geologists watched their seismographs with growing wonder as the earth danced beneath their feet. Rangers and state police, with sirens blaring, herded the tourists and residents from an ever-widening zone of danger. Every piece of scientific evidence being collected in the laboratories and on the field predicted that Mount St. Helens would soon explode with a fury that would flatten the forest. Warning! Blared loudspeakers from patrol cars and helicopters hovering overhead. Warning! Blared the police in their patrol cars, from megaphones. Warning! Pleaded radio and television announcers and shortwave and citizen band operators. Warning echoed up and down the mountains and through the lakeside villages and tourist camps along the hiking trails as they were emptied with people who heard the warnings, fled for their lives. But Harry Truman refused to budge. Harry was a caretaker for the Recreation Lodge on Spirit Lake, a mere 5 miles north of Mount St. Helens. The lake reflected the smoke and shrouded peak, and he kind of liked the view. The rangers warned Harry of the coming blast. The neighbors begged him to join them as they left in their exodus of fear. Even Harry's sister called to talk some sense into the old man's head. Harry ignored the warnings. From his picture postcard beauty of his lakeside home, reflecting the snow-capped peak overhead, Harry grinned on national television and said, "Nobody knows more about this mountain than old Harry. It won't explode on me." On May 18, 1980, as the boiling gases beneath the mountain's surface began to bulge and buckle the landscape, and as the landscape was stretched to its final limits, Harry was frying some eggs and a little bacon. After breakfast, he fed his 16 cats the scraps from his table, and he knelt to plant petunias around the border of his freshly mowed, beautiful green lawn. At 8:31 a.m., the mountain exploded. Did Harry regret his decision in that millisecond he had before the concussive waves, traveling faster than the speed of sound, flattened him and everything else for 150 miles to the ground? Did he have time to mourn his stubbornness as millions of tons of rocks disintegrated and disappeared into a cloud reaching 10 miles into the sky? Did Harry struggle against the wall of mud and ash that was 50 feet high, superheated, that buried his cabin, his cats, his freshly mowed lawn, and the petunias? Or was Harry vaporized like 100,000 people in the Japanese city of Hiroshima when Mount St. Helens erupted with a force 500 times greater than the nuclear bomb which leveled that city? Now Harry is a legend in the corner of Washington where he refused to listen. His face still smiles down on us from posters and T-shirts and beer mugs. Balladeers sing of a song about old Harry, the stubborn man who put his ear to the mountain but wouldn't heed the warnings. Let me read to you some more somber warnings than Harry refused to hear. Because if you don't listen to Christ now, you will later. He said in John chapter 5, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves will hear my voice. And they will come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and those that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And it shall be at the end of the world that the angels will come forth and sever the wicked from among the just and cast them into the furnace of fire, where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Jesus warns, "Meet me as creator, find me as your redeemer, or face me as your judge. You won't be able to stand in the judgment without me," he says.